Welcome to season two of The Corporate Life, where we elevate the game for businesses and the top level executives and corporate leaders. If season one was about living a fantastic corporate life, season two is about going deeper into the realms of big financial achievements and profound work satisfaction. Hi, I'm Hina Siddiqui, your host and a seasoned corporate warrior who's danced between loving and hating her corporate roles for years. I get it. The highs, the lows, the challenges, and the triumphs. In season two, we are bringing you unique insights, powerful tools, and inspiring conversations with experts and thought leaders in the corporate industry. So whether you are a top-level executive, a business owner, or someone aspiring to reach those heights, fasten your seatbelts. This season is your passport to conquering the corporate world with financial heroism and unwavering work fulfillment. Let's redefine success together. Hi, this is Hina Siddiqui, and you are listening to the Corporate Life Podcast. I keep saying that I'm super excited. So that's my favorite line. But you know what? Today, I am really, really, really excited. Why? Because what I'm going to talk about is so life-changing. Or I can say business-changing. Or just both. Okay. Last week, I invited you to join me to celebrate my struggles and my breakthroughs with four shots from the bottle of my life. I shared with you stories from my early days that shaped me in my life journey. If you have not listened to that yet, please do that. It's something that we usually don't talk about. And that's why we don't heal them. So I highly, highly, highly recommend you to listen to that one. All right. So in that episode, I saved the fourth shot. And that's my best shot so far for this week. Recently, inspired by Cameron Herold, who is one of the most sought after business growth gurus, I created, or I will say crafted, my three-year Vivid Vision document. And if you follow me on LinkedIn, you already know that I'm talking a lot about it these days. By the way, if you're not connected on LinkedIn yet, just connect with me there right after you listen to this episode. Today, I'm going to share my three-year Vivid Vision for my business on this episode. Why am I sharing it with you? Two main reasons. One, I want to inspire you to think big, play big, and start seeing that big, bold, fearless vision in your mind about what's possible for you and your business in the next 3 years. Secondly, you are a very important part of this vision because you have given me and my business a sacred purpose, the purpose to support you in your corporate journey, the purpose to support you to double or even triple your business profits using no-hustle strategies in just 1 year. You have given me the purpose to show you how you can drop the hustle culture from your corporate life because exhausting hard work will never let you use your full potential. It won't let you shine and it won't let you use your inspiration. It will just exhaust you. Even if you achieve a few significant breakthroughs, you will lose in other areas of your life. So it's really not worth it. Now sit back and relax, grab your favorite drink and listen to me with an open mind because you are going to get a ton of ideas and insights that you may use in your business as a CEO, a business owner, or a top level executive. Let's begin with how this Vivid Vision document is different from the usual vision and mission statement that corporations and businesses create and use. I will give you an example to elaborate. When I read a vision statement like, to be the global leader in providing innovative solutions that enhance the lives of our customer and communities, this is how usual vision statements look like, right? It's a one-sentence vision, which is fine, but it's too vague, isn't it? Of course, it's talking about a direction, but it's not inspiring enough for the leaders and the team members to go extra miles to achieve something significant. I would suggest you to read your company's vision statement once and just feel how inspiring that is for you. What kind of roadmap is giving you to follow through? Good chances are that it's not giving you any specific details to achieve something specific. It's too general, right? Now, when we talk about a Vivid Vision document, it's a detailed description that tells us what the company as a team is going to achieve, what we are moving towards, and what we are getting closer to. It's more than just a document. It's the heartbeat of your organization. It's a clear picture of the business that everyone in the organization reads, keeps in focus, and takes steps to make that true in a certain time period. Think of companies like Amazon and Tesla. Their vivid visions have been instrumental in shaping their success. Cameron says that this is a 6 to 7 page document that the CEO of the company creates. He or she is the visionary that sees that picture in mind and then puts it on the paper in detail. Now, to make this true is the job of the leadership team. I really loved that concept of creating a detailed picture of your business. For example, I created my vision document for 2027, right? So by March 1st, 2027, how my business looks like, how that feels like, how much is my annual business revenue and profits, what are my key products and services, how big is my team, who all people are working and how, who my clients are, what have I done for them, what are they saying about me and my business, how am I feeling like? What all have I achieved? How's my brand and business seen in my industry? And how has everyone grown in these 3 years? Who have I collaborated and partnered with? What values have I been living by? And anything else that's important for my business? When things are so well laid down, that means you don't need to live your corporate life, your business life, day to day, hour by hour in decision-making. This is done. And now our job is to make every sentence of this document true. Some of the things will happen in a short time, and some things will take maybe 3 years to manifest. Some may have already been realized as per your vision. And the very interesting thing about this vision is that we write in the present tense as if we have already achieved it. It's a beautiful hack to convince your subconscious mind, which in order to keep us safe and in familiar zones, often makes us self-sabotage, that it's safe to achieve all this as you and your team members keep reading this document consistently over and over and over again. Now, let me read my vivid vision document for you verbatim. And I suggest that be very open-minded, be curious about it, and see what you can learn from it, all right? And as I read that for you, just check, how does that feel? How does that feel? Making a vivid vision is like time traveling to our business's future. It gives a detailed sneak peek of what we will look like, feel like, and act like by March 1st, 2027. Sharing it with others makes it come true. CEOs globally choose vivid visions over conventional mission or vision statements for their unparalleled clarity. My sacred purpose is to shoot up the business profits for my clients while maintaining a work-life balance with fun and ease in the global corporate world. I want to drop the hustle and hard work mindset and culture from the corporate industry. I encourage the love what you do concept through everything I do. Snapshot. My business now makes multi-7-figure profits in US dollars annually. Revenue streams come from coaching, retreats, as well as passive income streams such as books, digital products, and courses, which are generated due to my growing brand. Our review service, guest booking service, and content creation service are also a part of our revenue streams. I have written 3 more books exclusively for CEOs, business owners, and top-level executives, and they are all selling widely and hugely accepted in the global corporate world. I see my books displayed in major bookstores, airports all around the world. People find immense value from these, and they are game changers for my ideal readers. CEOs are buying my courses for their employees and getting copies of my books for themselves and their team. Who I work with? I work with CEOs, business owners, and top-tier executives who are serious about their organization's revenue growth and the well-being of not just themselves, but their teams and workforce. How am I seen in the global corporate industry? I'm a big shot in the global corporate world. My clients are in love and awe with the results I create for them in a very short span of time. I over-deliver my promise. I'm looked up to in the global corporate industry as one of the top leaders and an example. Media is always keen to cover our stories and programs. Small to mid-level businesses need me as a coach to take their business to big heights. Hence, I always have a wait list of clients and the number one choice for my potential clients. My clients follow my program sincerely, passionately, and authentically. My clients, team members, partners, collaborators, and media are saying that we are highly authentic, honest, and massive results producing business in our communication, promises, and delivery. Coaching and mentoring. My clients kickstart with my 12-week one-on-one coaching program, witnessing a remarkable 25% increase in their business revenue within just 12 weeks. Following this impactful phase, they seamlessly transition into the exclusive 6-month and 12-month VIP offers. These elevated programs unfold with personalized retreats and immersive high-growth experiences, offering CEOs, business owners, and top-level executives a pathway to ongoing success and development. My VIP days are really popular among my clients because they give extreme value in a very short span of time. It's a fast-track access to my time and expertise. Luxury corporate international retreats. I love to live a luxurious lifestyle, and this is what I want for my clients and their employees. I want them to be exposed to the utmost luxury and indulge in the highest levels of self-love and self-esteem. My corporate retreats happen in exotic destinations and are specifically designed with lots of love and passion for my clients to heal, excel, and be their best selves to create a highly powerful impact on the corporate world. The Corporate Life Podcast. The Corporate Life Podcast is in top 3 in the business category on primarily Apple Podcasts and other major ones like Spotify, Google, etc. My weekly podcast is a must listen for every CEO, business owner, and top level executive working in the corporate service industry. We feature the top notch high achievers from the global corporate and coaching industry. Book and course review service. As a passionate reader and author, I understand the value of reviews and recommendations to create awareness about well-written books and impactful courses. That's why this review service is a very important part of my business. We have an incredible team of book lovers and self-development enthusiasts who read every book and take every course with a lot of love, respect, and precision before they give their thoughts about them in a positive yet honest way. My team ensures the best quality, honest, and positive reviews under my supervision. Guest booking service. I believe in leverage and creating win-win offers that support everyone involved to a higher degree. As a podcast, we have built incredible connections and credibility in the media world. We are extremely qualified and equipped to connect guest speakers with the right shows, and my team handles each project with passion and care. Our clients swear by our service and get massive value and long-term ROI from our guest booking service. My time. I only work in my zone of genius, ideation, and creating massive results for my clients and corporate leaders through my coaching programs, retreats, and any content that I produce. Besides content creation, I choose to invest my time in media interviews and appearances, collaborations with influencers, and instruction meetings with my team. I work 3 days a week, 6 to 7 hours a day. Anything which does not fall in my zone of genius is not a part of my work schedule. I delegate what I'm not a genius at. My team. My team is one of the best paid teams in my industry. They are carefully chosen and passionate to do their best work to make my business vision a reality. They are happy, ready to serve, aligned to my business vision and growth mindset people. They are all self-managed, responsible people who are honest, kind, and know how to communicate respectfully and compassionately. They surprise me with their amazing performances and astonishing results, and are always open and ready to learn new things and ideas. My team members are massively growing on a personal and professional level. They are really inspired to make my business vision a reality. My dream team includes me as CEO, overseeing R&D and innovation, along with key positions in marketing, sales, operations, finance, information technology, human resources, talent development, learning, and customer advocacy. I have a super efficient personal assistant who handles my mailbox, looks after my meetings and commitments, supporting me in my day-to-day activities. Putting together my dream team has been super exciting. We have got pros for photos and video shoots and social media, making everything look and sound awesome. Our podcast is getting a boost from a top-notch agency, and a financial whiz is keeping things steady. It's like building a superhero squad for our business success. We have also got a fantastic team handling book reviews and guest bookings for shows. My growth and pleasure. To be able to bring my best to the table, I invest my maximum time and money to learn from the best coaches and mentors globally. I'm always on the quest of innovating new ways and ideas that create super quick results for my clients and those I impact. I believe in leading by example, so I live my dream life, taking 10-day long, incredible national and international vacations at least 3 times every year. I let myself soak in new cultures and new places where I absorb the wisdom and get exposed to new ideas and new heights of learning. Collaborations and partnerships. No one can grow alone. I totally believe that we need like-minded, authentic collaborations, partners, and business friends so we grow and succeed together, supporting each other. I have formed partnerships and collaborations with the top-tier global influencers, coaches, authors, and media personalities relevant to my industry. I openly share my network of professionals, actively referring CEOs to experts in coaching, PR, writing, digital marketing, executive search, publishing, etc. This strategic network enhances support for our clients, reinforcing our role as a valuable partner in their success. Communication and customer support. My candid and transparent communication style has earned trust, making me a go-to for CEOs and business owners. I excel in challenging conversations, providing explicit commitments that consistently surpass expectations. Clients appreciate my substantial and extraordinary contributions to their company's growth. Our ongoing collaboration is marked by consistent quality time, fostering trust, respect, and satisfaction in our partnerships. Media and marketing. My business has gained recognition across top-tier media, including podcasts, radio shows, TV shows, blogs, websites, news sites, and industry magazines. In the global corporate business industry, I am seen as a significant authority, and media loves featuring my business expertise and fearless approach that drives massive results for small to mid-level corporations. Our marketing is automated and externally managed. We consistently update creative assets, stay abreast of industry trends, and offer robust affiliate and referral programs to meet clients' needs. How do I feel? I feel immensely proud, accomplished, and excited about what I have achieved and how I have impacted the corporate business world in the last 3 years. Every day, I genuinely feel successful and lucky doing what I love. People often tell me I look super relaxed, and I soak in the praise with gratitude. I consciously choose happiness over worry, focusing my energy on the positive. My successes boost my confidence as a top-notch corporate coach, and I know I have the support to keep growing personally and professionally. My home office is much more than I expected, filled with high-end gadgets, crystals, and mementos from my travels. I often work from high-vibe cafes, exotic beaches worldwide, all while enjoying a good time. Core values I live by: honesty, fearless action, spirituality, zone of genius, easy and inspired work. How I do what I do. I work with no more than 5 clients at a time to ensure the best quality focus. My coaching is about 80% mindset plus energy work and only 20% strategy. Spiritual practices and money mindset hold a big role in all my coaching programs. I expect my clients to surrender to the coaching process as we flow. They need to trust in the spiritual element of practices I teach. I work with clients who are a 100% fit. It's like a magnet effect. When CEOs and business owners connect with me, their immediate reaction is often, "Hina, you are essential." So how did you feel as I was reading that vision document for you? Doesn't it give you the detailed picture of the painting that I am committed to creating in the next 3 years? It gives everybody in the process involved a clear picture of my vision, right? So only the right people would come and join me in this journey. So that is why this is so important. And you know, imagination is more important than knowledge. And every time we read this kind of vivid vision document, we visualize. And we often underestimate the power of our imagination or visualization. It's not just a whimsical exercise. It's rooted in science. When we vividly picture our goals, it stimulates the same brain regions as when we actually perform those actions. How do you craft your own 3-year vivid vision for your business? Well, you need to be really specific, put that in detail, and you need to be emotionally charged while doing that. Emotionally connect with that vision that you see in your picture. It's not about generic statements. It's about painting a vivid picture of your future. Just imagine describing your company as if a filmmaker were capturing it on screen. This is how you will approach your vivid vision document. And of course, after everything is put on the paper, the next step is making every sentence of this document true in the next 3 years. As I said before, some things would take lesser time, some things would take more time, some things have already been achieved. So you just need to pick up a certain thing and start working on that. And then after that is achieved, go on to the next and then address that with whatever it takes. So this is a really, really important thing to do in your business. It will keep you focused on what is it that you are creating, and it will take away a lot of your problems. It would give you clear steps about what to say yes to and what to say no to. Okay, so this is something that you can do. And I wanted to inspire you with this vivid vision document as I read mine. And if you want, you can go to my website and download my document. And you can also take some ideas from there. Now, bringing this vision to life is like turning dreams into reality. As you craft this vivid vision, how do you bring it to life? It's not about wishful thinking. It's about strategic action. Your role as a leader is pivotal. Take the right people on board who align with this vivid vision and the values. And then it will make your life much easier. As you keep reading this document as affirmations once or twice a day, it would stick to your mind. And you would stay excited to accomplish, to achieve that dream that you have seen. Now, if you want me to help you create this kind of vision for your business and help you achieve that, go to my website and check out my program called Profit Pulse, which is a 12-week program where I work with you. I coach you to increase your business revenue by 25% in just 12 weeks. Now, before I go, I want to say that see that big dream about your business in your mind's eye that you would like to achieve in the next 3 years. And not just a vague dream, but a dream in detail, and put that on the paper and let your team members get inspired, stay inspired with that document. And also, it's going to inspire you, excite you as you go along. So that was my 4th shot. And I will keep sharing with you my progress about this vision document. As I said, that you are a very important part of this vision. Thank you very much for listening to me, and I will see you next week with an amazing conversation. Until then, cheers. If you loved what you heard, don't forget to hit subscribe, share the wisdom, and throw in a cheeky review.